Hi, everyone. This is Special K, Kevin Latch for the Black Flag Cast, and tonight I'm talking with Pixie from Pixieville Cosplay. Pixie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Would you like to tell my audience first a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I go as Pixieville Cosplay. I've been cosplaying since around 2008. It's when I went to my first con, which was New York Comic-Con. Went with some friends from high school. It was fun. I didn't really dress up. It was kind of just a wig and random clothes I had, and it was possibly the most fun I've ever had at a convention, and I was hooked instantly and have been doing it since.
Very good. And first thing I think we'd like to discuss is one of your most profound cosplays, one that many people on the internet, especially on Facebook, know you a lot from, which is, for many of you who watch the interwebs, and especially since for the Sailor Moon fans who saw the special lingerie/swimsuit series that was put out by Peach John a little while back, about a year ago, I am, for all you who are interested, I am speaking with the person who started the trend with Bikini Sailor Mars. Is that correct, Pixie?
Possibly. I definitely didn't see photo shoots until mine. I don't know if they were planned around the same time and my photo just came out first. But I definitely didn't see any complete costumes of it until mine.
Very good. And actually, starting on that anime, I mean, what's your experience with Sailor Moon, and what are your thoughts on it? And how did it influence one of your what seems to be one of your major themes in your cosplay?
Well, Sailor Moon was definitely one of the first animes I got really into. I loved pretty much every single character. Sailor Mars was definitely my favorite, because she was the Aries sign, which is what I am. She was the fire sign, because I always associate myself liking fire things. She had the pretty black hair, and she was a shrine maiden. She was everything that I loved at that time. So when I got into cosplay, she was definitely on my list of have-to-dos.
And what about the other senshi you've also cosplayed as well, Venus? What are your thoughts on her?
Well, Venus is like, she always reminded me of like the sweeter version of Mars. And I always liked Venus too, cause she was like the other side of like characters that I like, which are like really pretty, very girly type character, like the nice, pretty blonde hair and all about like just romance and stuff. So she was like the other end of that spectrum in a way. So I liked her too. I always was a fan of just Sailor Moon in general, the actual Usagi. It was just Mercury and Jupiter. I was never like too big into them, just because Mercury was a little too smart for me, and Jupiter, I didn't like how she was all like, I don't know, she was too tomboyish for me, a little bit too tomboyish.
And what do you think about like that about it, about its time? I mean, when Sailor Moon was, you know, kind of one of the only animes really going on in the United States at the time, you know, what are your thoughts on that? Is like, you know, it being a trailblazer, maybe for you getting into anime itself?
That was definitely a time when I first started noticing anime. I would come home from school. I believe this was when I was in like elementary school. I would come home and watch Sailor Moon. Then after that, I believe would be Outlaw Star. And then I think maybe Tenchi. Like it was like that, it was that like Toonami lineup kind of thing going. Like it would go from, I think, Channel 11, and then Toonami would start and I would watch that. And that's how I started getting into anime. Like it became a routine for me after I came home from school. I would not do homework. I would not have a snack. I would not talk to my friends who were over until I was done watching my anime.
Quite the beginnings of every otaku in history.
Pretty much.
Indeed. What about the, I mean, what do you think about the classic series being redubbed, as well as the new variant, which is closer to the manga.
I have some of the manga when it was actually sold as single issues, like a regular comic. I got them actually when I went to Canada for a convention like a few years ago. But I always thought the manga itself was super pretty, and I was so excited when they said they were going to do Sailor Moon Crystal. And then I started watching it, and some people probably hate me for this. I don't like it that much because it kind of lost a little bit of the humor that was in the original series, which I really liked. I know it's like if you rewatch it, it's kind of campy now, but it's a little too serious, which does follow the manga. But the other thing is the art bothers me so much on it because their faces sometimes they scare me.
Fair enough. Well, moving on to the cosplay itself, I mean, how did Bikini Sailor Mars come into being first?
Well, I first saw, I think one of my friends had posted on Facebook, and I was scrolling through my Facebook wall, and I saw it, and I was like, this is the cutest thing I've ever seen, ever! And I believe I had posted it on my page, like, just to share it, and one of my fans actually bought me the Sailor Mars as a present, and I wore it, and then I put the costume together. And when I got it, it looked really nice, but it was kind of boring. So I actually added parts of my Eternal Sailor Mars costume onto it to give it a bit more character than just what it was. Like, I made the bow bigger. I added the star piece to the bow in the front, the gloves, the tiara, the choker, the earrings. I decked it out.
Right on. And would you say that, you know, it is that your costume has now been a success beyond your original expectations?
I didn't think it would be that popular. I figured a little bit because it is a swimsuit thing, and usually that gets pretty popular in and of itself. But like when I had worn it at Anime Next, like people who passed the pool would actually stop and be like, oh my gosh, which I was like not expecting at all. I didn't even have photo shoots planned. Like all the photos I did for that were kind of impromptu that I saw some photographers and they were like, I have to get photos of this. I was like, okay, fine with me.
And that photo shoot, now that would be the one that eventually became a lot of the recent prints on your site.
Those, it was two. There was one with Cantera Image and one with Cool Steel.
And who was the first person to approach you?
It was Cool Steel had seen me out there, and we did a photo shoot, and then I did one with Cantera Image, who was also in the area, but at the time he was photo shooting someone else, and he said, when I was done, we'll do one too.
Yeah. And what was the fan response shortly thereafter?
They were, like, just impressed, because that was the first time I had shown, like, that much skin.
Mm-hmm.
Because for some reason, most of the characters I end up doing happen to show a lot of leg. So that's all anyone had really seen on my page. But this time they got to see, like, my stomach and everything, and they were like, oh my god, you look so good. How did you get to look like that? And I'm just like, I worked out and kind of don't eat that much.
Fair enough. And also there was apparently one of the photographers also got video of that. Is that a fact?
Yeah, that was Nerd Caliber,
mm-hmm.
who at the time was hanging out with Cantera Image. So he asked to do if he could just videotape me working with Cantera Image. And I was like, fine with me. He actually took video also of the lingerie photo shoot, but that one's not up yet.
I see. And especially considering, I mean, a lot of the cosplayers who go to these conventions don't normally have video. I mean, what do you think about that, you know, your shoot did have video?
I thought that was the coolest thing ever. And as soon as I saw it, I, like, was, like, fangirling. I was like, this is so cool. And, like, it had cool music. And the way he edited it looked so nice. I was like, oh, my God. Because, I mean, as a cosplayer, you only see yourself in the mirror when you put the costume on, and then you see the photos of yourself. You don't see, like, how it looks when someone's doing a photo shoot with you, because you're only looking at them. So it was really cool to see what everyone else sees.
Awesome. Now, the other Senshi cosplay you did was Lingerie Venus, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Now, that was your own design, correct?
That was actually based off artwork that went around. I forgot the artist, but she did all of them, including, like, the outer Senshi and, like, the starlight and just characters that, unless you're, like, pretty well-versed in Sailor Moon, you don't really remember ever existing. So she did all of them. And I was trying to get a group done with friends, and everyone was picking characters, and some of them were kind of left over. And I didn't want to do Mars because I had already done Mars. So I picked Venus, and then my friend Avalon